Hello, this is Monsignor Schadl with Monsignor's Musings for Thursday, April 2nd. It's my way to keep in touch with you at St. Luke during this time of the isolation because of the coronavirus pandemic. Today's Monsignor's Musings brought to you by Huntington Bank. You can still take care of all your banking needs at the drive-up window at Huntington. Not only is Huntington Bank my bank, it's the official bank of the Indianapolis Colts, and they were one of our proud sponsors for our St. Patrick's Day party back in March. Huntington Bank, with convenient locations in and around St. Luke. Today's Thursday, and generally on Thursday, we honor in a special way the Holy Eucharist, Christ's real presence in the Eucharist. Thursday, because the Eucharist, along with the Sacrament of Holy Orders, the priesthood, was instituted by our Lord on Holy Thursday. I want to say something about this confusing idea of a private Mass, because we cannot, because of the isolation, celebrate Mass publicly. We priests celebrate what's called a private Mass. That might sound kind of crazy. You know, do I say, the Lord be with you, and then run to the other side of the altar and say, and with your spirit? Well, in reality, I've been talking to myself for a long time, but that's another issue. Well, Mass, private Mass, is just with the priest present. But that's kind of a misnomer, because there really can be no such thing as a private Mass, even if it's only the priest. The Church teaches us that the Mass is the continuing sacrifice of Christ on the cross at Calvary. Remember, with God, there's no concept of time. Christ continually offers himself in the Eucharist until the end of time, the same as he did on the cross at Calvary. And the power and the authority to tap into that, to bring it into reality through his Church, belongs to the priest ordained to bring this mystery about. And so it's the continuing sacrifice of Calvary, and it's always offered for the entire people of God. In fact, no matter where or when Mass is offered, we're all there. We're all being prayed for. It's comforting to know that every day, 24/7, the holy sacrifice of the Mass is being offered by some Catholic priest somewhere on the globe. We're all being prayed for. Every Mass is offered for all the living and all the dead. And yes, we have a special intention often for each Mass. It's usually for somebody who has died. But that's a particular intention. But the general intention is to pray for everyone. Whether you're there or not doesn't make any difference. You're included in that prayer. Even if nobody is there except the priest, the still reality is that the miracle occurs at each Mass. Christ is truly present. That's the touchstone between heaven and earth, the connection between this world and the world to come. Christ is truly present. What more do you need if Christ is there? When I was an altar boy, our pastor sometimes would arrive late for Mass, and somebody might say, "Hey, Father, you're late." And Father would answer back, "Has Mass started yet?" Huh, of course not. No priest, no Mass. You know, if you want to see a beautiful expression of what happens at Mass, go on YouTube. There's a little video. It's only 7 minutes. It's called The Veil Removed. The Veil Removed. Watch that on YouTube and you'll see what the Mass really is. Although we cannot attend Mass in person, we can make an act of spiritual communion, asking Christ, truly present in our world, through the Eucharist, to come into our heart. Let's pray that together. I'll pause, and if you want to repeat after me, that'd be great. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things. I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there. I unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you all, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's go forward now, trusting in the providence which, so far, has never failed us.